just another gloomy Monday.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. And I wish I had better news for you this Monday morning, but it's looking a little bit bleak out there. Global markets are down across the board. Friday was a pretty dire day stateside. Wall Street stocks saw their worst January ever, and the U.S. economy shrank 3.8% in the fourth quarter. That's rippling through overseas markets this morning. Tokyo's Nikkei Index is down 1.5%, Paris's CAC 40 is down 2.8%, and London's market is down 2.25%. Bad news from Barclays is dragging on the FTSE this morning. Moody's has cut its long-term credit rating on the British banking giant. The agency says it expects the bank to suffer further significant losses from its toxic assets. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
It had all been going so well for Barclays. Last week, its board came out and said the bank was doing just fine. In spite of all the expected write-downs, it was still making good money. Barclays shares shot up by 73% as a result. But now Moody's says, hang on a minute. The agency has lowered its rating on Barclays by two notches. Justin Urquhart-Stewart is with Seven Investment. He says the trouble is there are doubts about Barclays and its American mortgage-backed securities.
All we do know is they were significantly involved in a lot of the subprime areas. But to what extent they're going to have to write elements off, well, at the moment we just don't know. But what Moody's ratings are telling us is it doesn't look like good news.
Moody's also says that Barclays could see a sharp rise in bad debts at home as the British recession deepens. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And this morning, the 800-pound gorilla of bills is working its way through the legislature. Well, more like the $819 billion gorilla. The economic stimulus bill that passed in the House last week hits the Senate today. Some serious changes are expected for the controversial bill and some serious bipartisan catfighting. After all, $819 billion is a lot of taxpayer money, and Uncle Sam has been throwing around a lot of our cash lately, which might have you more than a little curious as to where it's all going. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget hopes to answer that question with a new tool called Stimulus Watch. Daniel Carson has more.
Stimulus Watch lays out dozens of federal initiatives launched since December to deal with the economic crisis. Just click and scroll to takeovers of small banks or loans to automakers. It shows how much the government has allocated and spent so far.
When we are dealing with putting unprecedented amounts of money into the economy, adding transparency is critical. So it's really helpful to try to centralize all this information in one place.
That's Committee President Maya McGinnis. She says the table also lets you filter each initiative into bite-sized pieces, like its economic target, who the program will help.
There's categories for consumers, financial institutions, and you can look at these things and see who is getting how much money.
Stimulus Watch will be constantly updated. McGinnis says it's already getting lots of hits from the public and policymakers. In Washington, I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
You can check out Stimulus Watch at our website, marketplace.org. And speaking of giant piles of cash, the gravy train might be slowing down a little bit for Wall Street CEOs. The White House is expected to unveil some caps for bonuses and severance payments this week. That's for executives whose companies get exceptional aid from the government.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers. And by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting Women Heart and its efforts to address the number one killer of women in the United States, heart disease. MedtronicFoundation.org.
Cattle are sacred to many Hindus and are a part of the scenery in many of India's big cities. They roam the streets, often creating traffic jams. And as Raymond Thibodeau reports, city leaders are trying to fix that.
At a busy vegetable market in India's capital, about a dozen stray cattle munch on huge piles of corn husks, cabbage leaves, and other food scraps left behind by merchants. But the luck of these cattle is about to change. A team of eight cattle catchers surrounds a bull and ropes him by the horns, which just makes him mad. The bull lurches forward with its sharp horns as the men scramble out of the way. A crowd gathers, most of them cheering for the bull. It's rodeo time at this market. These are Delhi's cowboys. The city government has hired dozens of these cowboys to wrangle cattle off its busy streets. Much easier said than done. Some dude is one of the cowboys. He says the crowds make his job more difficult and more dangerous.
The last time they had this raid at this market, the bull charged and about 25 people got injured.
Once the cattle are caught, they're loaded onto trucks and shipped to farms, which is where they belong, says D.L. Sharma. He's New Delhi's chief veterinarian, and he's leading the charge to rid the city of cattle. So far, he says about 100,000 have been taken off the streets. That leaves about 20,000 more to be rounded up.
Stray cattle on the roads are creating havoc. It is harmful aesthetically, economically, socially, environmentally. Take it from any angle, it's harmful.
Still, Sharma says getting rid of them is complicated by the fact that many of the cattle aren't even stray. He says they belong to thousands of unlicensed dairies around the city that make an estimated $120 million a year selling milk and yogurt. The owners of these dairies let the cattle forage for themselves, taking advantage of a Hindu custom of feeding cattle as a spiritual good deed. Again, Chief Veterinarian Sharma.
Some of the Hindus think it's better to feed the cow. It is in the traditions. So this way, the cycle is going on.
But if city officials have their way, the cycle will come to an abrupt end. They vowed that by next year, Delhi's streets will be cattle-free. In New Delhi, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
And yesterday's Super Bowl turned into a real nail-biter and a heartbreaker for Cardinals fans. But the Steelers' win is evidently good news for everybody. That's according to a Super Bowl stock market indicator. According to Lore, the Dow rises when the Super Bowl winner is a team from the old National Football League. That's before it merged with the American Football League in 1970. So it might sound a little nutty, but it's been right about 80% of the time since 1967. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.